News Talk 1450 KFIZ. Happy Friday to one and all. It is time for Behind the Badge as we kick off hour number two of the show on a Friday. I keep thinking it's the first Friday of 2021, but technically last Friday, New Year's Day, was the first Friday of 2021. I guess it's the first non-holiday Friday of 2021. And as we start up Behind the Badge for the year, it is a new era, dawn of a new era, I guess you could say. Same as the old era, maybe, as we kick off this year. As we know, Officer Foster has moved on to other things within the department, so we are joined by a familiar voice. It is Officer Steve Olson joining us for the foreseeable future here on the program. Steve, good morning. How are you?
I'm great. How are you, Spencer?
Well, it's good to have you back on the show. It's a little different you not being in the studio with us here, but you are joining us on the phone, and we are gracious to have you back on the show.
Well, I appreciate it. It is great to be back, and I agree, it is a little awkward not being in the studio, but I am coming to you live from the confines of my office at Tyson Middle School, where I've been for the last 5 years as the school resource officer, and when the department asked me to step back in and start hosting Behind the Badge, I, of course, said, sign me up. So I missed it. So it's good to be back.
Well, we missed you. And the running joke we had with Officer Foster was because we were socially distant and doing this on the phone, we kind of opened up a KFIZ studio at the building he was located at. So Officer Foster was at the Main Street Studios, and now you're at the brand new for 2021 Tyson Middle School Studios. So we are expanding community-wide with these random studios that keep popping up.
Yeah, why have one studio when you can have now three?
Exactly. Yeah, we have a North Final Act studio when Chief Pouch comes in. So it's we're going global, kind of.
Going
maybe.
Global.
Yeah.
There you go. So it's been a while. I think the last time, pretty much the last time I was on the show in any significant capacity, we'll call it, was, I can't believe, 5 years already.
Wow.
Time sure is flying, and prior to that, it was, I think I had a pretty good almost 10-year run there, so I'm sure if there are still some of our original listeners out there from way back when, I know that some of them, at least one in particular, enjoyed hearing stories of my children and of my growing family. Well, here's the update, ladies and gentlemen. My darling youngest, I should say oldest, firstborn daughter, Bella, she is now in high school.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah. And, yes, she's a freshman in high school, doing well. She has decided already on her career path. She's going to pursue being a teacher, so that's a wonderful thing.
Yeah.
And then, of course, our son, Noah, is 8 already, and he is in third grade. So the family is doing well.
My goodness, high schooler already in the family. That's crazy.
You know, I'm thinking that just because of that, we can probably do multiple shows on, you know, the trials and tribulations of raising teenagers. How to keep your keep sane while sharing a home with a teenager. So
it's probably true. It's probably true.
Nah, she's a good kid, and actually, funny thing, a few weeks ago, a picture popped up on my Facebook memories, and it was a picture of Bella when she was probably 2 years old, and I had her in the studio, and her first time on the radio, and I showed her the picture. She had her little doll, which ironically she still has, and she recalled that day quite well, so she was actually pretty excited that I'm back on Behind the Badge. So, but I got, you know, hopefully, I want to expand upon, you know, what Behind the Badge has been, for our department and our community throughout all these years. You know, Officer Foster did a fabulous job, when I would get time to tune in. I know his holiday quizzes sounded like they were just riveting. But I hope to have, you know, a lot of guests, at different, you know, times. COVID makes it a little more challenging, but with technology, we'll figure a way to get other voices on here, and to have something every month where those listeners that enjoy you know, behind the badge and all these different segments, you know, can take something useful from the program other than, you know, hearing my witty banter. So how's that?
That works for me, and that's, you know, what we're all about. We want to keep that connection open with the police department. We value our relationship, you know, whether it be with folks like you, Steve, or Officer Foster, or Chief Lamb, or Assistant Chief Klein, or Goldstein, or whoever it might be we're talking to. We always appreciate their help and helping us get the information out to the community, and we appreciate that partnership, and I'm sure the police department feels the same way too.
Absolutely, and I would encourage, you know, the listeners too, if there's a topic that you know, it's either near and dear to your heart or you just want more information on, you know, reach out to me. You can email me, you know, at the police department. You can call down there. They'll connect you with my voicemail. And just, you know, leave me a message and say, hey, can you talk about, you know, whatever it is? And I'm sure we can, you know, add it to the show. I mean, being a police officer for going on 25 years now, sometimes things become a little, I don't want to say routine, but topics-wise, you kind of feel like, well, yeah, we've talked about that and we've covered that. And sometimes, you know, it's good to be reminded that, hey, you know what, I'd still like to hear about something, you know, you talked about maybe in the past. So one thing maybe that we can touch on, you know, today, though, is, you know, I'm sure in the past, you know, we talk about winter driving and all that. I'm not going to go into all the, you know, how to be a safe winter driver. But one thing, the other day when I was actually driving from Tyson back to the station, and it dawned on me that how, it was pretty obvious, how close are oftentimes we get in traffic when we're stopped at a traffic light, at a stop sign, whatever, behind another vehicle. Mm-hmm. And especially with slippery, you know, slipperier roads and ice and snow, a great rule of thumb in any weather condition or road condition is this. When you are stopped behind a vehicle, as long as you can see the rear tires of the vehicle that you're behind or that is in front of you, if you can see the tire on the pavement, you're probably at a fairly safe distance. If you cannot see the tire sitting on the pavement, you're too close. Mm. And if you just pay a little attention to that, I think what you'll find out, most people will find out, is they feel they're at a safe distance away, and they'll realize, well, you know what, I'm really not. When I was 16, first car accident I was ever in, I got rear-ended. Mm-hmm. And I was, no fault of my own other than being at the wrong place at the wrong time, I was too close to the vehicle that was stopped in front of me. And when my vehicle got rear-ended, it pushed my vehicle into the vehicle that I was, you know, behind, and caused that chain reaction, where sometimes if we make sure there's a big enough gap between, especially with our slippery road conditions we're experiencing, you know, we can reduce some accidents. So just something to think about there. Little nugget of information.
Yeah, well, definitely a good nugget. And, you know, sometimes, you know, we don't really notice that. You think, you know, I'm just going to pull up. I'm at the stoplight. I'm at the stop sign. You know, I'm good. But you never know what could happen with the car in front of you, or like you just talked about, the car behind you, if there is one. You know, they could take their foot off the pedal accidentally. Yep. And start a kind of a chain reaction. The car in front of you could have to back up for, you know, some reason that's unknown. You always got to put yourself kind of in the shoes of the people around you, don't you?
Correct. And it also allows you an area to, if you had to, you know, get your car, let's say the car in front of you, you know, broke down. If you're too close and the vehicle behind you is too close, and you know, that keeps happening, you're stuck there. If you leave a, you know, a large enough gap between you and the vehicle you're behind, it will allow you to maneuver your vehicle out of there if you had to turn around and leave. So,
yeah.
But yeah, just something to think about. Just, I challenge everyone when I'm driving back to the to the station tonight. I'm going to see if I notice people paying attention to the how close they are to the vehicle in front of them. So.
And you talk about slippery roads too. You never know when if it's, you know, snowy or icy or whatever, the car in front of you might not be able to get going right away, and then they start lurching forward and backward, and then, you know, there's a whole other scenario right there too, right?
Yeah. The topic, it actually came up two nights ago. I was talking to my daughter about, you know, with her being in high school and, you know, driver's ed right around the corner. We were talking about that, and funny, my daughter does not at this point want to even get a driver's license. Hmm. So I think I have the only child that does not want a driver's license. So we'll see. Her, my wife and I keep, you know, we're crossing our fingers that Bella does get a driver's license, but she's perfectly content to not have one at this stage in her life, which is fine with me. So I guess I don't have to worry about accidents then. My insurance going up and all that good stuff.
Absolutely. Steve, anything else you wanted to touch on this week? How are things going in the schools this year?
Oh, you know, this year has been a challenge, obviously, with COVID. But we are, you know, all the schools, especially, you know, I can speak for the ones that I'm at. You know, we're all doing our best to make the students, the staff, but mainly our students have, you know, some feeling of normalcy. It's tough, though. I'm not going to lie. There's, you know, they're, if you ask most of the students, you know, they're glad that they're here. But it does have a different feel this year, and we're making the best of it. Like I said, it would be hard on anybody where, you know, just what we're having to deal with. But, you know, it's been a great, with that said, it's been a great year, great behaviors. You know, everybody's working hard, and, you know, we hope we're starting to turn a corner here in 2021 where we can, you know, get things back to, you know, a little more normal. I know it's super hard on parents, you know, and caregivers alike when, you know, the kids have to be home 3 days a week. So sacrifices are being made by, you know, everybody, the entire community. And, you know, that's the thing with, you know, COVID or anything else, as a community, we are in this together. So, you know, we're just trying to do everything we can for the benefit of our schools here, and, you know, safety wise, everything is good. So we're doing the best we can.
Very good, Steve. Thanks so much as always. We'll talk to you again next week.
We'll see you next week.